For more information, call 0953-563-812. Email marketing@zitf.org.zm. Zambia International Trade Fair 2026. Celebrating 6 years in trade exhibition.
Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombrat Ailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Three officials from the Ministry of Livestock arrested over corruption involving 8.8 million kwacha. Aspiring independent MP for Kanyama pledges to build more health posts. In foreign news, at least 16 students killed in overnight fire at Kenyan boarding school. And in sports, Kangwanda confident arrows can conquer Africa. And other news and detail. The Anti-Corruption Commission, SEC, has arrested and charged three officials from the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock for corruption involving over 8.8 million kwacha in connection with ongoing investigations into the Sustainable Livestock Infrastructure Management Project loan. SEC Acting Head Corporate Communications, Chilufya Tsanga, says the total number of officers arrested in this saga stands at 12. Ms. Tsanga says the arrest relates to the ongoing probe into the gross misappropriation of part of the $10 million US dollar project funds intended for the SLIMP project. Ms. Tsanga has revealed that Principal Livestock Production Officer Grace Lungu, 47, of Lilai area, Lusaka, has been charged with 16 counts of fraudulent false accounting. Senior Livestock Production Officer Trahib Hanyimbo, 42, of Livala South in Lusaka, has also been charged with one count of corrupt acquisition of public property and revenue. And Assistant Director Mr. Kabemba Mwambilwa, 48, of Palavana area in Chongwe, has been charged with one count of corrupt acquisition of public property and revenue. Ms. Chisanga says the three suspects have since been released on bond and are expected to appear in court soon. Now, the countdown to the fourth edition of the 2026 Construction Expo has officially begun following the launch of the event in Lusaka today. The launch brought together various players in the construction industry and was officiated by the Ministry of Infrastructure, Planning and Urban Development, Director of Planning, Monitoring and Research, Dr. Richard Banda, on behalf of the Permanent Secretary, Mr. Albert Malama. Fortune Sianezuna has more in the following report.
The countdown to the fourth edition of the 2026 Construction Expo has officially begun following the launch of the event in Lusaka today. The launch brought together various players in the construction industry and was officiated by the Ministry of Infrastructure, Planning and Urban Development, Director of Planning, Monitoring and Research, Dr. Richard Banda, on behalf of the Permanent Secretary, Albert Malama. Speaking during the launch, Dr. Banda says the construction sector remains key to Zambia's national development agenda and urged local contractors to prioritize the delivery of robust and climate-resilient infrastructure. He adds that government has also introduced legislation aimed at increasing the participation of local contractors in national projects through subcontracting arrangements, a move he says will help strengthen and grow the local construction industry.
Through policy interventions, as well as legislative interventions, government has been working towards increasing the role of local contractors in the construction industry by growing their capacity, but also by creating opportunities for local contractors to play a significant role in the construction industry. So in the last few years, legislation has been put in place. If you look at the amendment to the Public-Private Partnership Act, it has introduced a requirement for subcontracting or the percentage of work to local contractors. All that is aimed at increasing local participation and local content.
And speaking at the same event, Chilanga Cement Head of Technology and Optimization, Nyakutowa Chilanga, says the company has scaled up production to help respond to the country's growing housing deficit. Ms. Chilanga says the company remains committed to maintaining high quality standards, adding that its products meet both national and international requirements.
Yes, there is a deficit of housing in Zambia as a whole. And Chilanga Cement has positioned itself very well for this. So as we speak, as of 2024, Chilanga Cement upscaled in terms of its production. In the last 3 years, we have never had a quality complaint in terms of our products on the market. So quality is our DNA at Chilanga Cement, and we try to make all our products to conform to both the national and international standards.
Meanwhile, Barloworld Senior Financial Manager Naomi Kalumba says the company recognizes the financial challenges facing small-scale enterprises operating in the construction sector, adding that the company is working in collaboration with financial institutions to help small and medium enterprises acquire construction equipment and improve their operational capacity.
So at Barloworld, we're able to finance customers, payment terms for customers that want to get part of our equipment that they don't have available financing. These financing solutions would range from, say, 6 to 12 months. In an event that we're not able to give extended terms to this particular customer, we have signed MOUs with various financial institutions, the banks as well.
The 2026 Construction Expo, which is scheduled to run from the 19th to 20th June, will bring together key players in the construction sector, showcasing new technologies and strengthening partnership. This year's edition is themed Building Tomorrow Together. For One Love Radio News, my name is Fortune Sianezuna.
Aspiring independent member of parliament for Kanyama constituency, Prophetess Mwaka Nyirenda, says her area of focus, if elected, is to build more health posts in the area. Ms. Nyirenda says the residents do not have access to quality health care, as Kanyama only has one health post servicing a large population. She has also stated that she will work on the drainage system to ensure proper sanitation and health. Speaking on One Love Radio's neighborhood program, the clergy reveals that residents in the area complain that the various MPs that have been there before have been abandoning them after getting the vote. She has added that leadership is about serving and delivering services to the people.
And you know, we are so blessed that we have the CDF, and there are so many organizations and institutions that are willing to help. And you know, Kanyama is interesting. For example, in Garden Post, Garden Park, there is no school there, and it's a huge part of Kanyama, so they have to go to different parts of Kanyama. The roads are terrible. So instead of maybe taking 20 minutes to go to school or to Kanyama, it will take almost an hour. When it rains, oh my goodness, it's just pathetic. So because it's the largest constituency in Lusaka, yet there's only one hospital, and they're really trying their best, but we really need health posts all over and more clinics. And of course, back to the drainage system, because I believe everybody deserves to live in a clean environment.
Agriculture News.
Zambian farmer Silas Mwanza has called on the Ministry of Agriculture to introduce measures aimed at protecting small-scale farmers from exploitation by briefcase buyers purchasing crops at low prices. Pastor Mwanza says many rural farmers are being forced to sell their produce cheaply due to the absence of proper market regulation and storage facilities, resulting in financial losses and unfair treatment. Pastor Mwanza has since appealed to the government and the permanent secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture to consider introducing a regulated opening period for crop markets to control when buyers can begin purchasing produce from the farmers.
I think looking at the way farmers are being abused, why can't the nation come up with the policy when to open the market and when to close the market of the maize buying, soybeans, groundnuts and alike? Because farmers are being